More parking lots actually lead to more driving. Now, that's the conclusion of some researchers at the University of Wisconsin and the University of Connecticut. They made those findings earlier this year. And transportation alternative advocates have long made that claim about the link between lots and driving. WABE's Kate Sweeney went to find out what this means for Atlanta, a city which is trying to push back on its reputation as a car town.
The link between ample parking and people's choice to get behind the wheel is nothing new to Tim Keene.
That has been proven time and again in every single city in the world that the more parking you provide, the more people drive. You know, I mean, we live in Atlanta. This is a city that is a great example of if you design for everyone to drive, then what will you get? Congestion.
Since becoming Atlanta's planning commissioner last summer, Keene has made it clear he wants to reduce off-street parking. It's part of his goal to make Atlanta more walkable. But it's not a simple prospect. Take as just one example the spot where he and I have met up. We're standing in front of Inman Quarter, a newish apartment complex at the once quiet intersection of North Highland Avenue and Elizabeth Street. Keene's a fan of the infill this development represents, but he doesn't like the 570-space parking deck that came with it.
We really need to shift now from a situation like this, where you have a heavy parking load associated with an apartment building in a very urban setting, to way less parking.
For dense neighborhoods like this one, close to transit, Keene favors strictly limiting the number of off-street parking spots that come with new developments.
You know, and that makes me think, does it make sense to sort of wait for that transit component to be fully in place before making parking difficult for people? Because that could, at least in the short run, really worsen the traffic problem.
Here's the problem, though. You really have to start with the density and less parking. If you don't, then you've lost your opportunity, because once you've built that infrastructure, it's so difficult to undo that.
Case in point, stop two of our tour today, downtown Atlanta, a neighborhood covered in parking infrastructure, lots and decks totaling more than 90,000 parking spaces. And many of these sit unoccupied most of the time.
Hey, you must be Joe. Good to meet you. I'm Kate.
Yeah, nice
Georgia
to meet
State
you.
University librarian Joseph Hurley and I have a clear view of this at the spot where we meet up.
This is dramatic.
We're on the roof of a 9-story parking deck at the corner of Peachtree Center and Ellis Streets.
So. We're clearly surrounded by many parking lots, parking decks.
Let's count them. There's one over there.
Right. Actually, I think immediately across the street there is another. So that's two.
Joe Hurley put together an archive of city planning documents that tell the story of why downtown Atlanta looks like this.
Three.
So that's 10 that we have just counted,
yes.
Just standing here. And we're just looking south.
When people think of Atlanta as a car-centric area, it wasn't always that way. It was through policy decisions that Atlanta became that way.
Policy decisions that, through much of the 20th century, made one recommendation again and again, decade after decade: build more parking lots.
When a lot of these parking garages and service-level parking lots were built in the 1950s and 1960s, you know, a large part of the American population really believed that driving your car somewhere was a signifier of a modern lifestyle.
It was the age of white flight and the rise of the suburbs.
City leaders across the country, and most certainly in Atlanta, feared what was called decentralization, people moving out to the suburbs, and they really thought that it was because downtown did not have sufficient parking for the automobile. Whereas today, many people have a complete opposite idea, and they want to live in areas where you can walk to the places that you need to go to.
City planners and downtown boosters, they're on board with transforming downtown's desert of lots and decks into new uses. But getting rid of lots that go largely unused, that's easier said than done. More on that tomorrow. Kate Sweeney, WABE News.